And down the stretch they come. Election Tuesday is now days, hours away from this live recording that is of the Emerson College Polling Weekly podcast. Maybe not for you that is tuning in here on demand. Will it be a photo finish in the Virginia governor race on Tuesday? Larry H. Russell of CLNS Media, and here to give us the latest insights on the race that the entire nation is focusing in on, Professor Spencer Kimball, director of the Emerson Poll. Poll numbers are all over the map, Spence. Some as high as 17 points for Ralph Northam, the Democrat, and then 8 points up for Republican Ed Gillespie. Do give us your counsel.
Well, thank you, Larry. Yeah, it's a very exciting race. It's actually the first race in this cycle that's kind of a traditional race. So we can kind of see what an electorate looks like in this post-Trump era of politics. Remember the Georgia and Montana races, the Alabama races. Those were all special election races. And maybe a different type of turnout for a special election. This is more traditional, even though it's an off-year election in Virginia. We're expecting to see traditional turnout numbers like we saw in 2013 and 2009. So we're expecting about 2.3, 2.4 million people to come out. And really, I think what you're seeing in all of these numbers is pollsters trying to figure out what this electorate's going to look like and how much is going to come out of the northern part of the district, the Fairfax, the Prince William counties, versus how much you're going to come out of the southeastern part, you know, down in Virginia Beach or Chesapeake, or how much is going to come out from the southwestern over by West Virginia. And all of those are going to make a very big difference in what actually happens on election night. And I think that's why you see such variability in those numbers.
Headline Wednesday morning. I hate to do this, but let's just cut right to the chase.
Well, this is going to be a tough race. I see this as very close. If I had to guess my headline for Wednesday morning, would be probably something along the lines of Democrats breathe sign of relief. Northam holds off in Virginia and Murphy wins in New Jersey. And I think those will be two big wins for the Democrats on Wednesday if Northam is able to hold it off. Our polling is showing a 49-46 point lead, a 3-point lead, which is well within the 3.4% margin of error. But Northam's been able to hold what we had previously as a 4-point lead. And his favorability numbers have also gone up over the last couple of weeks, along with Gillespie's. It's a kind of a totally different dynamic than what we saw in 2013 when Cuccinelli and McAuliffe were running. And both of them had very high unfavorability numbers up in the mid-50s. This time, both candidates are in the mid-40s for unfavorables, and likewise, just as high for favorables. So a different dynamic in the field, very tight race, but it looks right now leaning towards the Democratic candidate.
Got another plug for us?
We still got a couple of other races in the field that we'll be publishing Monday morning, the Attorney General's race and the Lieutenant Governor race. Both of those are within their margins, and so we'll be excited to get those out for people to think about and make sure that they get out and vote on Tuesday.
www.emersoncollegepollingsociety.com. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you.
Back here next week, postmortem, imperative information to our republic. So subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.